Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. A Buddhist center in Vermont has become caught up in allegations of heavy drinking and sexual misconduct by two leaders. Sakyong Mifong Rinpoche, leader of the Karma Chulling Buddhist Center in Barnet, is on leave while independent investigators look into the allegations against him, his late father, and others. VTDigger.org has been told that both the leader and his father abused alcohol and had sex with followers, while other men at the center witnessed and covered up the misconduct. A lawyer for Rinpoche says the allegations are vague and uncorroborated. State officials hope to create a new online platform that will make starting a small business easier in Vermont. The goal is to create one place for people to get information about starting a business, applying for state permits, and paying fees. A steering committee established by the legislature will determine how to make the new business portal. Secretary of State Jim Condos chairs the committee and says the group will look into what it will take to get the portal up and running.
That'll include potential costs. It'll include potential timelines. It'll include whether we deal with low-hanging fruit first and try to add to it as we go. Because you can guess that a lot of state government permits, some of them can get pretty complicated.
The steering committee's report is due to the legislature by December 15th. The Burlington Public Works Department says it's conducting smoke tests to ensure the security of the city's sewage system. The tests are part of the Illicit Discharge Detection and Elimination Program and entail pouring a type of smoke into storm water pipes to see if the smoke leaks into sewer pipes. NBC5 reports residents may see an odorless and non-toxic smoke come out of drains and pipes in their homes. The test will start this morning. The Burlington Fire Department will be on alert for calls about the smoke in case it looks suspicious. The Public Works Department wants residents to contact them if they see smoke coming out of any sewage outlets. Shoreham Town officials will ask voters to invest in a solar project to provide power to town-owned buildings. The Addison Independent reports the project is being developed by Acorn Energy Cooperative, which serves 23 towns in the area. The paper says town officials want to spend as much as $55,000 to cover up to 90% of the electricity used in municipal buildings. Voters will decide whether to approve the idea at a special town meeting October 23rd. Eye on the sky for today, partly sunny, scattered showers and widely scattered thunderstorms from about Route 2 northward in Vermont, New Hampshire, and through southern Quebec, though, with highs 70 to 80 degrees today, will be continued muggy and humid.